I'm so glad you could join me for another adventure from the magical world of Nicholas Gnome. Don't be shy. Pull up a chair and get comfortable. Let's settle in and see what sort of tale my Storymaker contraption creates for us today. First, I'll add some fresh ingredients. A dash of sand, a sea breeze, and a pinch of bravery for good measure. Now, I pull the crank. Can you hear the story maker working its magic? All right, our story's ready. Ouch! Careful! These pages are hot. Hot off the press. Oh, that's better. Now, let's see. Today's story is The Sea Monster's Star from The Adventures of Nicholas Gnome.
Walk along the ocean side and underneath the trees, where magic's unpredictable, kind of like a sneeze. Try to find the garden shed, the place he calls his home, and waiting there for you, my friend, is Nicholas the Gnome.
One sunny day on Cozy Garden Island, Nicholas Gnome went outside to water his flower garden.
What a lovely day. Hello, flowers. Would you like a drink?
He saw that there wasn't a single cloud in the sky. So Nicholas invited his mouse friends, Pepper and Jack, to pack a picnic lunch and take it to the beach.
I want to build sandcastles,
said Jack, grabbing a shovel and pail.
I can't wait to splash in the waves,
said Pepper.
I'll wear my bathing suit.
And I'm going to see how many seashells I can find.
So the three friends made a lunch of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, sliced cheese, and fruit.
I'll slice the apples. Pass me the jelly, Jack.
Squirt some on mine, Pepper. Thanks. These are going to be delicious.
Don't forget the cheese.
They put everything in a basket and they began their journey to the beach by the sparkling sea.
Nicholas, would you fill up my beach ball?
Sure.
Oh no, it popped. Don't worry, I packed a spare. Here you go, Pepper. Thanks.
Watching as the waves come rolling in.
The ocean spray tickles my whiskers.
We dig our toes in the sand and we start to grin.
Look, I buried my feet in the sand.
There's not a cloud in the sky today.
There's not even a cloud in the sky today.
So if you brought your worries, you can jump into the water and wash them away.
Cannonball!
And we will play out in the sun.
Do mice need sunscreen?
I promise that you and I are gonna have a ton of fun.
Beach. Look at the huge sandcastle I built.
Well done, Jack.
I'll fill up the moat,
said Pepper as she wrang the water out of her sopping wet towel into the castle moat Jack had dug into the sand.
That's perfect, Pepper. Let's add a few of the seashells I collected for decorations, too.
Nicholas stuck a seashell to the sandcastle's tower, and his stomach growled.
Whoa, all this fun has made me hungry.
Pepper and Jack agreed that they were hungry too, so the three friends unfurled a picnic blanket, stuck an umbrella in the sand for shade, and ate the lunch they had packed earlier. With full tummies, Nicholas Gnome, Pepper, and Jack laid back on the blanket, and soon all three dozed off, snoring gently. As they slept, clouds floated above them in the sky. Seagulls soared over the sea, searching for small fish, and a gentle breeze kept them comfortably cool in the sun. But daytime doesn't last forever, and by the time they awoke, the sun had set behind Nickel Knock Mountain, and the sky was growing dark. Pepper stirred from sleep and said,
Oh no, Nicholas. It's dark outside.
Huh. You're right, Pepper.
Nicholas began packing up their things and muttered that they no longer needed an umbrella for shade. And Jack asked how they would find their way home. Showing that he wasn't sure how they'd get home, Nicholas shrugged. A sudden rumbling came from the nearby sea cave, where Captain, the sea monster, liked to slumber. Captain emerged from his cave and ruffled his sparkling wings as great drops of salty seawater fluttered back to the ocean.
Ahoy, my friends! What seems to be the trouble?
We came to the beach to play, and we fell asleep.
And now it's too dark for us to find our way back home.
That is a problem. A problem indeed.
Since Captain had been a sailor in his youth, Jack asked him,
You're an expert in navigation. What do you think we should do?
If it were I stranded on the beach of the sparkling sea, I reckon I'd follow the stars to find my way.
The stars?
Aye, the stars. See that rosy-hued one? Twinkling bright?
The three friends followed Captain's gaze to the sky, where a star the color of a spring flower flickered and danced, shining more brightly than all the other stars in the sky.
There it is! I see it!
If you walk toward that star, follow its path safe and true, you should find your way home.
Thanks, Captain!
With their new knowledge of nighttime navigation, Nicholas Gnome, Pepper, and Jack heeded Captain's advice and safely found their way home, using the star as their guide. And the three friends were never lost again. The end. What a wonderful story of friends coming together, being brave enough to ask a sea monster for help and learning how to find their way home. Next time, I hope you join me when I use new ingredients to cook up a fresh adventure. Until then, thanks for stopping by. And remember, all the possibilities of imagination live inside you. So let your mind wander, weave your own tales, chronicle new legends, and seek out more stories about Nicholas Gnome and his cozy garden friends at nicholasgnome.com. Fare thee well, and goodbye for now.